Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to a pre-recorded interview from the archives of Prophecy Keepers Radio. You have been led by the Spirit to Prophecy Keepers Radio, a cooperative service of the White Roots of Peace Council. Whether it be the modern Asaga of Peru, the current Kahunas of Hawaii, today's medicine people of the Americas, the Holy Ones of Africa, shamans of the East, North, West, and South, or the present-day Anawehis of the Cherokee, we bring you the traditional elders and teachers of our modern times and their confidants from the Americas, the steppes of Asia, the Holy Land, the islands of the sea, Africa, and Australasia. We have not been conquered, and we defy the established order. This is Will Bluewater, the host of Prophecy Keepers Radio, speaking on behalf of the White Roots of Peace Council.
It's the 500-year resistance. You can't break the connection. Follow? It's the 500-year resistance. You can't break the connection. Follow? It's the 500-year resistance. You can't break the connection. Follow?
Thanks for listening to the Wisdom of the Elders on Prophecy Keepers Radio, revealing closely guarded ancient secrets here in the modern information age of Aquarius. This station's only means of support is through donations and purchases of the Prophecy Keepers Trilogy and Preparedness Library, which includes lifetime online access to a printable 1,000-page intelligence briefing and a worldwide indigenous prophecy encyclopedia. Now, folks, there's nothing else like this collection on the planet. You'll receive instant access to the Prophecy Keeper's Wisdom Treasury Vault. This is a huge 4.88 gigabyte library, 3,287 files and 222 folders. It includes the Prophecy Keeper's Prepper's Self-Reliance files and all of our previous over 100 Prophecy Keepers interviews. So head on over to prophecykeepers.com right now and have a free sneak peek today of two-thirds of the Prophecy Keepers trilogy and a peek of the dashboard of the Prophecy Keepers Wisdom Treasury Vault. Osio Ginalii Tahiju Toigu, which means, hello cousins, I'm fine, how are you? This is your old buddy Bluewater coming to you from the Cumberland Plateau in east central Tennessee, the ancient home of the Aniuntikwalaski, the people of the lightning and thunder, or the military protectors of the old Cherokee Nation. Tonight, our guest is Red Elk, and Heather Dahlberg is producing, and Red Elk's been a little bit under the weather. And without any further ado, how you guys doing tonight?
Myself?
I'm
alive.
Doing? Well, hey,
I'm here. I'm here. I had to actually join on to get Red Elk on and use my phone because his didn't connect through for some reason. So
yeah.
I'm going to leave you two to talk.
Well, you know what I got to say to you being alive, Red Elk?
What?
Here it comes.
What is that?
That's a war cry. Anyway, folks.
Sounds like an Indian got too close to his mom bar and his loincloth caught.
No kidding. Folks, if you're listening to Prophecy Keepers tonight, our guest call in line is 347-996-3318. And we'd like to let Red Elk talk for a while. Red Elk, what do you got to tell us tonight, Grandfather? I know you don't like me calling you that, but I'll do it anyway.
All right, brother. I don't know what to talk about. I know what I don't want to talk about.
Well, yes.
Tell us. Dang, hell,
oh, we won't ask you to do that.
people seem to be fascinated with that subject. And well, what do you, you know, it's 2012. We haven't done a show since late 2008. And I lost my business and was homeless for 15 months, and it was a real mess, but creators got me a home again. But now that we're at 2012, and you're seeing the commercial, insurance commercials, you know, talking about 2012 and people are going to fall off the earth. And, you know, I thought we'd kind of talk about, you know, the truth versus the lies that we're seeing. And we're not going to point any fingers. All we want to do is kind of tell people, you know, what the elders really say. You know, it's not the end of the world. There are going to be some changes. You know, we
big changes.
Yeah. Go ahead. What do you think?
The beginning, the real deep beginning of it.
So, what do you think we're looking at here? We're, you know, a possibility of going to war with Iran. I was reading where the Israeli Defense Forces canceled all leaves for Passover, which is about around April 6th. President Obama has signed a peacetime, the equivalent of a peacetime martial law. And, you know, it looks, you know, it's either saber rattling or they're getting ready to do something. You know, and was just reading where Homeland Security has ordered 450 million rounds of 223 ammunition. Last year we heard about they were ordering, you know, 2.5 million underwater body bags. So what do you think? I'll shut up.
Okay, what I think is, I can tell you what I think, and I can tell you what I know. It's a fact. Seen and with my own eyes, and I think about the bullets. Well, that's a mean round. It spins and cuts all through your body as it goes. I don't know. I really don't know. It wouldn't surprise me. But what I do know is that they have, not recently, not in over a full year, have been shipping body bags to Seattle. And I don't know where they go from there, but, yeah, lots and lots of, by freight train. And, there's, at the time this was happening, well, might have been even more than 2 years ago.
People were complaining, you know, after Katrina, oh, well, you know, you weren't ready, you weren't ready. And, you know, I have taken a lot of FEMA emergency management courses. I've been drilling with the Tennessee State Guard. I used to be a State Defense Force officer. So, you know, now that it could just be that now that FEMA is getting ready, you know, everybody's wondering, well, what are they doing? You know, well, you know, if the New Madrid Fault lets go, you know, about 400 miles west of me, you know, Memphis is going to be a mud puddle. So, you know, there may be, you know, an explanation for why all this is going on, but there's stuff going on, and, you know, the including they're hiring a lot of internment specialists, you know, and the Army's hiring, you know, basically, you know, concentration camp guards, and again, you know, it could be for good purposes, but there's been people that are scared out there. I'm concerned. That people are afraid, and you know, we're here to try to help people get in touch with Creator so they can lose their fear, so they can really know what's going on. And by the way, folks, if you don't believe us, like Red Eck will tell you, don't believe us. We're here to try to teach you to get a direct connection with Creator. I'll let you know. Go ahead, Red Eck. I've said too much.
Yeah, it's you know, I just. I'll say this much about Mel Cole, today they put out a front page thing about Mel Cole and me, and almost the whole front page went into page 8, and they finally told a lot of truth instead of somebody's stretching the truth. Yeah, and I don't like the media part. And but nevertheless, you people have a tendency of believing what they hear. And, oh, gee, think of World War II. Probably even one. You're going to get from the news what the government wants you to get.
Well,
and,
yeah. And, you know,
and it's all fear-based.
Armies and governments have used prophecy as propaganda. You know, they used Nostradamus prophecies in World War One and Two. There were counterfeits. When you're talking about affecting the thinking of the masses, prophecy is really important. And that's extremely important. Well, that's why we're here.
But,
you know, we're here to separate the truth from error. And there's a lot of stuff out there. Some truth,
well,
some not
truth. The truth is, in my eyes, anyway, and in the Ohio, because 12, it might be 11, I think, one night, in Ohio, members, the truth is not given out by mankind today. It's only given out in the scriptures. And the scriptures are so packed with untruth from ads they saw, such as the truth. Since the Bible was started in the New Testament, that you got to learn how to separate the crap from the truth.
Yep.
And so it's not easy. But just frankly, anybody that just blatantly sits down and listens to the news, reads the news, and hear all the fear-based people meet openly, and at the same time, more and more lies are given out, and when enough people believe, it will be, but it's only because they're stupid and have accepted without checking.
Yep, that's so true. Well, has Creator been talking with you? The past 20 years, you know, the Creator's kind of been teaching me a dream language. You know, sometimes it's pictures, sometimes I hear a voice. And, you know, and you know, a lot of these dreams people get, well, it seems like they're disjointed. They're actually symbols. And anytime you see two symbols of the same dream or two dreams of the same symbol, you need to, I just go to dreammoods.com and look it up. But, what have you been seeing? What have you been hearing, Red Elk?
Well, in my great vision that is explained all over, just type in Red Elk great vision or something, and it'll pop up.
RedElkSpeaks.com.
I was showing many things.
RedElkSpeaks.com.
Well, that, but anything, Red Elk. You get pros and cons, but nevertheless, it's out there. And, don't believe a word you hear, period. Check, 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 period. And then check what you're seeing or hearing, like your dream, and so forth. Check it. And in our case, our dreams must have great similarities three times in a row to be in our outcome. And we check each time.
Well, there's a law of two or three witnesses. You know, in the Bible, it talks about a law of two or three witnesses. That's part of that meaning. You know, you need to pay attention to, my mom and dad always used to say, a lot of people have noticed, you know, that celebrities die in groups of three and those kind of things. Numbers mean things.
And
sometimes, you know, if you dream of a number, say if you dreamt of the number 19, well, 1 + 9 = 10, you know, it pays to go to a numerology and look up the, because Creator's trying to tell you something.
In our case, brother, we let the Creator tell us without running to a book and stuff like that. We check, and wait for an answer and check on the answer. Just strictly between you and him. If something wavers or disappears, it's not him. If something is not more or is morally or, you know, incorrect, that, you know, God doesn't want you to go out and rape a 12-year-old girl. But you say, oh, that's God listening to me? Uh-uh, God is love, and God doesn't do that stuff. You got to check, check, check. There's a lot of crazies out there.
Yeah, well, Benjamin Franklin said, believe nothing in what you hear or read or half of what you see. Especially when you start getting into spiritual things, it can become a real morass. And you have to be living right too. You know, you can't be a real reprobate and expect, you know, a creator. I don't know. You ever seen these movies or, you know, the person's got a little angel on their right and a little devil on their left? And well, a lot of scripts were written by Jewish people, and that is the actual, you know, they believe that we've got two influences. We have two inclinations. You know, we can either listen
to. It's called self-will.
Right. We've got you know, two inclinations, that, you know, to do good or bad. But if you're inclined to do bad, then you could, you know, you could hear that voice that'll encourage you to do bad.
I will agree.
Pays to live good if you're going to be in this business.
Well, sin would mean disobedience to God. That's what the word means. It's a lot of fun. It's really a lot of fun. And it's hard to beat that one down, but it can be beat.
And I'm not saying you got to be goody two shoes. You know, I cuss a lot. Creator lets me get away with stuff. But I'll tell you, you know, years ago there was stuff that I was doing. You know, finally one night said, you know, hey, Creator said, hey, if you don't stop what you're doing, I'm going to pull the protection away from you. And I did stop for a while, and then I slipped once, and oops, you know, I paid the price.
I don't doubt it. And yeah. By the way, if you do screw up, he knows you're human,
yeah.
And he knows your inner, deep, deep heart. He knows if you were serious about wanting to follow after his way, which is love, agape love,
yep.
or not. And he will accept your apology. And return you to the right path again.
Wow.
But if you keep jumping off that path train, he's going to do what he does with you. And if you don't learn from that, you're out of there.
Hey, listen, Linda Slark, Blog Talk just let us know that Linda Slark is following. And Linda, well, I encourage you to call in, you know, if you want to talk to Red Elk or I. Or you can you know, go ahead. Just, you know, sit there and be a worker. We don't care. Sorry to interrupt, but I'll go ahead.
Oh, no, that's fine. Let the people call in when they want. And know this, is it's in my blog or the book. Why should I repeat myself, you know?
Yeah, yeah, it's true. You know, I really like this format on Blog Talk. It's really slick. You know, we're doing shows on BBS and they were costing us $50 a show. You know, this is an excellent deal. I got the first month free. My second month is going to be, you know, $30. The fourth month, $40. But I think I'm going to be able to do two shows a week, or maybe it's a total of 120 minutes. So I'll have to figure that out. I may be going to twice a week and as we do, because there's a lot of folks out there. I'd like to re-interview a lot of my former guests, but hey, sorry to interrupt so much. But
that's fine.
This is slick. You know, I can see they let me know when people are following the show, and the dashboard's very easy to use. And I think I've been a guest a time or two on one of these Blog Talk things, and I would have been on here a long time ago, but you know, I thought. You know, I just have
it takes money, doesn't.
Well, my wife and I too was living on one fixed income, and I've got an application in for disability, and a lot of folks are disabled, And but you know, Heather told me, well, you know, you can do a half hour show every week for free. You know, they'll let you do three shows a month. And so then we got somebody that sent us a donation. So hey, we're off and running, and I think we're gonna enjoy doing this. And folks, we've got more than 110 archived shows over at prophecykeepers.com. Including 10 or 12 we've done with Red Elk and Robert Ghost Wolf and all those people that all the naysayers say they're frauds. But anyway, we won't go there. Heather, what do you got to say?
I get a little pissed off of being called a liar. It's not to my liking. I base my life on truth, right? Everybody else, I'm going to face the Creator. And I want to do that as clean as I can. And for these couch potatoes and armchair philosophers and know-it-alls that haven't looked into it but just come up with book learning or opinion, they really ticked me off. And that ticked me off.
I'll see you.
Be sure and stay tuned. We'll be returning in just a few moments. Folks, the scriptures say, "My people perish for lack of knowledge." We live in a world that's becoming more and more dangerous as time goes by. Millions of people are aware of this fact now and are actively preparing. Back in 2004, the folks here at Prophecy Keepers Foundation foresaw this situation and began preparing information for you. Friends, I seriously suggest that you head over to prophecykeepers.info and take a look at the Prophecy Keepers Trilogy and Preparedness Library. The Prophecy Keepers Trilogy is a 1,000-page intelligence briefing. The trilogy is a sum total of many years of collecting, collating, analyzing, and comparing prophecies from all over the planet. Before he passed away in 1985, Mad Bear Anderson predicted that someone would do exactly what we have done. Mad Bear passed into spirit in 1985 before he could realize his dream of collecting and comparing prophecies from all over the world. He said in his biography, "Someday someone will collect all the native people's prophecies, myths, and legends and would publish them in one place so they could be compared with those of all native peoples worldwide, and then we really will have something." And friends, you'll be absolutely shocked to find out that we discovered exactly what that something was that Mad Bear wanted everyone to know. As it turns out, that certain special something that Mad Bear was searching for in the prophecies has everything to do with your physical safety and how to protect it. Now folks, there's absolutely nothing available on the planet like this collection. You'll receive instant access to the Prophecy Keeper's Wisdom Treasury Vault. This is a huge 4.88 gigabyte library, 3,287 files in 222 folders. You'll also receive direct access to links that will allow you to download all 145 past Prophecy Keepers interviews. Now folks, I won't kid you, Prophecy Keepers does need money to continue to operate. We had a very close call at the end of last month. We almost didn't raise the funds that we needed to stay here on Blog Talk Radio. So please head on over to prophecykeepers.info and take a look, Nation.
I'll see you.
Be sure and stay tuned. We'll be returning in just a few moments.
Hi, friends. This is Will Blue Otter. I have a message here from 1975 from John Wayne. It comes right out of today's headlines. So you Indian folks who are following the progressive trend in politics, you're following the people that supported slavery. You're following the people that have enslaved you ever since the Civil War. Listen to John Wayne.
You know, it's a funny thing, the Indians now. This AIM group have started something that now they're against me for some reason. But I am the only man in pictures that always gave them their human dignity. I never was in a picture. I never allowed myself at any time to do anything that would take their human dignity away from them. And that, to me, is the most important thing in a man. I have found that a certain type that calls himself a liberal, I always thought I was a liberal. I came up terribly surprised one time when I found that I was a right-wing conservative extremist, when I have listened to everybody's point of view that I ever met, and then decide how I should feel. I mean, but this so-called new liberal group, Jesus, they never listen to your point of view, and they make a decision as to what you think, and they're articulate enough and in control of enough of the press to force that image out for the average person. For some reason, maybe it's these pictures, they have not been able to do that with me. In spite of what they say, people have not taken sides that I'm a, you know, it hasn't affected my career in popularity, let's say. In spite of the fact that they've tried to make it do it. There isn't a hell of a lot that we can do to change human behavior. We keep making laws to try and change human behavior. You can't do it. I think you can accept it and feel how you would feel in that position. You're being conned into Keynesianism and socialism now. But it isn't going to stop the selfishness of human behavior. It isn't going to stop the greed. If you take $20 and give a dollar to every son of a bitch in a room, and come back a year later, one of the bastards will have most of the money. I mean, it's just human nature, and they're not gonna whip it with a lot of laws. I think when you make people conscious, as communication gets better, and you make people conscious of somebody in trouble, starving or something like that, the average person will help. But of course now they've got so damn many charities and there's so much professionalism, you know, there's if you have a charity, you hire some professionals to work up the charity, and by the time you get the money, you get $4 for the recipient and $400 for the administrators. So I mean, Christ, I think there are people who try to affect a thinking where they know more than some other son of a bitch and try to put a false impression on what human nature is. Christ's sakes, we have proven that we go back to hope at the first opportunity. Just throw out a little fish and bam, they're out there ready to grab it. So we are optimistic. We have to be optimistic. Christ, what else would there be in life if you lose optimism?
Yeah, and you know, we've got our friend Tenna Shenandoah. We're trying to get him. He's a Cherokee in Tahlequah, Oklahoma, and he's been wanting to listen, and I just sent him the link, and we've got I just sent the link to Robert Three Eagles out in Utah and some other friends, and chime in anytime. And I don't know why I'm interrupting this. I guess it's just because it's our first show, but normally I like to say a few words at the beginning of a show and just let you talk, and because you can blow through an hour very easily.
Oh, yeah, but hold the thought, my brother. I prayed before I came on. I really did. And this show is going perfectly because God answers prayer. And he knows how to break this whole thing in and on and on and on. So let's do what we do, natural.
Well, I understand you haven't been feeling well.
Oh, I've been in and out of the dang hospital. My face still isn't right. I'm allergic to penicillin or anything with penicillin.
Oh, really?
Penicillin. And worse yet, I'm allergic to any product that has soy sauce in it or in it. And today you can hardly find anything that hasn't got soy. And
really?
It OD'd on me. And boy, you know those paraffin big lips that you could buy as a kid and chew on tissue? My lips look like that. That looked like an orangutan.
You're a kid. You look like Catwoman.
Huh?
Oh, you're kidding.
Well, I'm living through it. It's taking time.
Do you have
any... I'm still built up like I'm a huge...
Do you have any lavender essential oil?
No.
Well, listen...
I can't afford it.
Well, if you can get into
right
Cleo...
Right now, I gotta pay for three hospital bill.
It's really inexpensive.
I can't afford that.
If you can, I mean, lavender essential oil, if you can get into Clean Elements, or next, you know, the time you get to a health food store, this stuff.
Well, we got one in Ellensburg.
Well, lavender, the famous story, you know, there was a scientist that was going to do some work with lavender oil, and he wanted to, anyway, he burned his hand real bad on a Bunsen burner. And he didn't know what to do. He just took his hand and plunged it into a whole beaker of lavender. But you can get, a 1 ounce of lavender oil will probably last you a year. And, if you get cold sores, you can just dabble a little bit on just get your finger wet and dab it on your cold sore and make it go away. And, well, let's see. Heather's trying to get a hold of me here.
All right, go for it, Heather.
I'm just trying to figure out this interface here. But, let's see.
How many people are following at the moment, do you know?
Five or six, and, more coming in all the time. Heather was just sending somebody a message, but lavender. It'll help that lip. It's a very healing and it's great for any kind of sore. Vitamin E too. But I'm sorry to hear about your allergies.
Oh boy, so am I. And I mean, we found out almost all the bread today, except those rye breads and stuff like that. I've got this filler in it, and I can't stand that stuff. And,
Well, what are some things that you can do to seek a connection with the Creator and the truth? Yeah, I know you've taught about...
Oh, there is a verse. Heather used it. It was given to her in a dream, and, she can't remember where exactly what it was, but was told to pray that, I think a number of times a day, and her problem that she had would be healed, and lo and behold, it did. And so there's a verse, probably in the Old Testament, to take care of born with problems, and which is the hardest to get rid of.
What
if
kind
you're
of
born with it, if
oh,
you're
yeah.
born with a medical condition, you're born with it. And it's difficult to get rid of.
Go ahead.
If you're not born with it, it's caused literally by disobeying God, and He's trying to get your attention, get that disobeying squared away, and you get well.
Yeah, what I was going to say, I didn't mean to interrupt, but the old Hebrew writings say that good people have problems at the beginning of their life, and the end of their life is easy. But people that are not so good, you know, they have a real easy beginning, you know, the kind of skate through the, you know, the first part of your life, and then they get it at the end. You know, when they're old is when the creator dumps things on you. So
and that's also, if you got the time, you know you're going, that you start praying like mad and asking for forgiveness. And, oh, God, what a bunch of old dinnies. Yeah.
Then, I understand you've been connecting with Creator. You told me, you had taught about, 10,000 people to how to do this and had a few come back and
oh, I've darn few. Maybe seven, but only, I think, five. I do have people that have learned how to levitate. And Christ did. He walked on water. And he said, the things that I do, you can do. But the preachers say, oh, but he was the Son of God. And people are saying, see, I can't do it. He was the Son of God. Forgetting that they are adopted into the family of God.
Yeah. Well,
they are sons and daughters too.
He said, all these things you see me do, you can do the same thing even better, And
more so.
I think, God's really, people are mystified about the subject. People don't really connect. I mean, they look at these people and say, oh, I'm not, I could never do that. And well, that's, the scriptures say the exact opposite. You can work miracles. You can do things. You can get a direct connection with Creator. You just have to reach out to Him, and you got to keep pounding. You got to keep knocking on that door. And one of the things that happened to me when I first started hearing from Creator was I was hearing knocking, on, even if I had earplugs, I sleep with earplugs, and I hear knock, knock, knock. That was happening, and finally I prayed. I said, what on earth is going in? And finally, I read that scripture that says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. And it occurred to me to say, hey, come in. Come into my heart, and sure enough, the Creator started talking to me. And
kid says, hey, dude, ring the doorbell.
Exactly. He said, so Creator likes to be invited in, invite him in.
Let me inject. He does not force himself on you.
No, he sure doesn't, and you got to listen very closely. And, I know in the economic crisis, you've been teaching people how to build dome homes. Sometimes the counties take them down, and you're teaching people who come how to build them cheaply. And I know, Bruce Beach is, teaching people about how to get away from, if we were to have a nuclear war, how to shelter yourself. But, I mean, if you go to the Canadian border and they ask you, well, who are you going to go see? If you say Bruce Beach, they say, you're not getting into Canada. So, it's some crazy stuff going on.
Well, in truth, brother, you can, and I'm dead serious, you can go out into the battlefield, an ongoing battlefield, and get machine guns, nukes, and walk like you're a ghost. It just goes right through you. And in my case, I've had proof of this on one very definite occasion. Well, my wife and I were going to get hit driver to driver head-on with another car.
Hmm.
But it went right through us. And Michelle, she just, all tensed up to get the hit. And she said, what happened? And I laughed and I said, it's all a dream. That's just matter. And God is showing you that He knows what He's talking about. You fear it, you'll get it.
Yeah. And Michio Kaku, the scientist, he's the world's most foremost physicist. He's kind of the heir to Albert Einstein. And he tell you, hey, the things we walk around on and sleep on, he says, they are 99.9% empty space. And, the vast, vast majority of all atoms are just empty space.
Oh, yeah.
When you start thinking, along those lines, my friend Robert Three Eagles, he's cracked a lot of codes when it comes to, to finding lost articles, and he's built a nuclear resonance magnetometer, he can find anything on the periodic table. I mean, he makes his living, you know, going around to, I think he made 10 trips to Birmingham, Alabama, to the gold mine down there, and he just makes his living because he knows everything. Everything has a resonant frequency. And
okay, I can live with that.
You know, and say, you know, he said you can set up say you're a smoker and you're getting sick from the smoke, but you still want that feeling of nicotine. He said you can find out what the resonant frequency of nicotine is. Build yourself an oscillator, oscillate that, put it through a headphone, you'll get the same effect as if you were smoking it.
Wow.
Yeah?
Wow.
Yeah, and there's a lot of self-help audios that have helpful frequencies that are built in. And anyway, that's what an MRI is, magnetic resonance. It's key to the resonance, range of resonance of the human body. That's the reason why they're able to image it, because they're actually these frequencies talk to each other. The machine's actually speaking to your body. A lot of miracles are being discovered, and a lot of secrets.
Yeah.
I
tell you the truth, brother. This is going to sound outlandish, but I'm telling you the truth. Man has a tendency to think they're gods and make machines, cars, TVs, airplanes, whatever, and see what we have done. I, on the other hand, and the 12 in Ioka, we practice until purity. And you don't need that dang machine. If you really apply your thoughts, you're a walking miracle machine yourself. And, it just blows me away. Rape the earth, make some big company, make some big money. And money, 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 look what man can do, and buy from me. And I say, look at what God can do, and believe what he says.
Well, you know, it's like Gandhi said, you know, there would be no need, if it weren't for greed, there would be no need. And everybody forgets that. I don't care what political party you belong to, they're both greed-driven, and if we could just, you know, get a charitable attitude toward each other. But it is so hard. I mean, people learn from a very young age how to be selfish and how to be fearful Cherokee religion,
right.
Native religions are religions of sharing and caring.
The old Native way.
Right.
With never a religion of any kind.
That's right.
It was a way to connect and do for each other. Occasionally they got stupid and ran off and started raiding, but
yeah.
Basically they were pretty good people.
And it was the young ones that got the tribes in trouble. You know, it was the ethic back in those days was, you know, no man could tell another man what to do. And the younger ones would get upset.
They'd have to learn from trial.
Yep.
And I are pretty old. I'll be 70 in June.
Oh, is
and,
that right?
Believe me, I've done my share of having to learn by trial. And
yeah,
it's taken years to crawl out of it and return to the godlike mind.
Oh, Benjamin Franklin said a fool learns from his own experience, but what's unspoken there is we're all fools, because that's the only way you can learn. Hey, folks, if you want to call, the number's 347-996-3318. Go ahead, Red Elk.
I've got a book out. It's called Red Elk, believe that. You can find it on my web blog, Red Elk Speaks. .com, but the book is, between the book and that blog, you should be able to learn a lot, and the book's name is Short Stories. Now, it seems, you know, an odd name, and it seems to stop sales because it's pricey. But it's stories that are based on fact, and how by getting into purity, the right frame of mind, a love mind, a God mind, as it tells with can take place. And the title is somewhat misleading, but that's what I was told to title it, and I do as I'm told after checking. But
I'm on your website right now.
We are miracles. We are walking miracles.
Well, I bought a copy of your DVD. I lost it in my, being homeless for a while. But folks, if you want a great DVD, is that still available?
No.
Oh, that's too bad.
It is no longer available unless it's done under the table. My former.
Yeah,
Webmaster,
gotcha. Right, I gotcha.
Who really did a number on me. And I understand he is selling them. And I haven't sold one. I'm keeping my end of the bargain.
Wow.
For the Creator, I stand clean.
Yeah. Well, it's it was a good work.
Well,
and if you haven't read, Red Elk's Great Vision, you really need to.
Well, you can get that video, it is on sale, maybe Heather can remember. I can't.
Well, you've got things up on YouTube.
I don't know what I got, but every time I type my name on, this is a plastic shaman, he's white, and none of them are not me.
Oh yeah, you're just an old Irishman.
Well, I'm quite Irish, and I tell them.
Hi, this is Heather.
Hey.
Yeah, it's Beth. I believe it was Beth. This
yeah,
last name.
Yeah. Oh, mm-hmm.
So.
Something Beth.
So if you did a Red Up's Great Vision with Beth Productions, I believe you'd find it.
Yeah, that's it. And he's a good guy. I had another one on the same thing prior to him, and they lied. They broke the contract 3 times immediately. And 3 is it with me. I said, that's it. According to the contract, you did not carry out your end of it.
Yeah.
And, so that's
I have to, I just wanted to share with
Stuart
you.
Stuart Beth.
Yes, Stuart Beth, correct. Yeah, I wanted to share with you, Blue Otter, that, in 2007, Red Elk was telling me about his book, Short Stories, and he really needed help to get it out. And people would come to him, and they would tell him it would cost thousands of dollars for them to help him. And you see his writing, Blue Otter, just for the people who are listening, he has a Native American Prophecy Council Dahu group, which is a great group. It's got, I think, almost 600 people, and a lot of people share different ideas and information and thoughts and different things. So Red Elk always responds to the group and sends out his original emails before it even makes his blog. So what happens is everybody sees his posting for his blog, and it's completely...
Yeah, and all before the stomach is made, right?
Yeah, so some people get very frustrated because they can't understand what he's saying because he writes with, like, phonics, like, how he hears it is how he writes it. And when I met him, I wanted to help, and I saw the way he wrote, and he said, look, I don't want to categorize. I want everything that I spell in capitals, which is one-third of the book, the way I spell it. I want it to be like this and this and this. And he said, because the Creator told me so. And so if he didn't have all those rules, it might have went a little faster, but it took him until 2011 to publish it.
But, by the way, Heather, you're breaking up. I'm not sure why, but you might want to...
Okay,
are you on a cell phone?
You guys continue. Mm-hmm.
Are you on a cell phone?
Yeah.
Yeah, you might want to just change your location. But he was doing it a minute ago, too, and it might just, who knows, it might just be, it might be Blog Talk.
Okay.
But, so what else do you think, Red Elk?
Oh, see you.
Be sure and stay tuned. We'll be returning in just a few moments. Friends, this is Will Bluewater. Would you think twice about defending yourself or a loved one from an intruder? In this day and age, would you dream of leaving your doors unlocked at night for fear of being burglarized or even attacked or worse? Would you? But when it comes to our own bodies, the doors to our houses are wide open all the time. The very air we breathe and the food we eat, especially here in the United States, creates free radicals that cause us to age and in some cases cause illness, some of which are deadly. Now, for the first time in history, there's a supplement called Protandim that is listed on the U.S. government's PubMed.gov website with many peer-reviewed studies all showing that Protandim is a proven killer of the free radicals that are aging and in some cases even killing us. Now, I'm not talking about killing one molecule of free radical per one molecule of antioxidants like the stuff we've been taking. I'm talking about killing 1 million free radicals per second, per molecule, and this is the very same antioxidant your own body produces. Protandim superchargers your body to create much more than it does without Protandim. There's an old saying that we are warned about in the scriptures. That's the attitude, eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die. So let me ask you, how much money do you spend on food a day? If you're out shopping or at the beach, would you think anything of spending a buck or even more on a can of soda? If there was a vending machine that sold something that killed what was aging you or even killing you, would you even hesitate to spend a buck and a half a day? Well, now there is such a vending machine, and it's sitting right in front of you. It's at www.defendyourownbody.com. That's defendyourownbody.com. Visit us now.
Well, I don't like what's happening today, right now, at this moment. This uprising over this young boy, hell, did you see his size? As a 17-year-old child, the way they're making it out, is an adult in size, and that ticked me off. But, he wasn't of age, and the killing that was involved, and the trouble the police are having by not arresting the guy that shot him. I wish everybody would calm down. Don't use this, either the whites against the blacks, blacks against the whites, for a vendetta of old kind of a commitment. And let the police do their job. Find out for sure if he has done something so illegal that he had no choice. And I'm all for the police in this case for not arresting a guy, not because he's white, but because they need to know his way to stand up in court.
Yeah.
Not to the masses. So, and in my great vision, I never told the complete story, but one part of it was a great possibility. I was showing three, I think, possibilities. Now, they were possibilities. And one of them was a race riot, not just between black and white, but between Mexicans, blacks, and whites, Indians against the whites. And guys, watch out. We got a lot of anger to get on.
Well, Red, I don't mean to interrupt you, but I've got a new friend by the name of Tom Chittum, C-H-I-T-T-U-M. Tom was in 173rd Airborne in Vietnam, and then he went and volunteered to fight over in Bosnia. And this guy, back in the 90s, wrote a book called Civil War II. And this book, and he is in demand as a lecturer, you know, here, you know, the white supremacists like what he's got to say, the Jews like what he's got to say. It doesn't matter who you are, what he said makes sense. And he really believes that that we are going to have a race war here in this country. Sad, you know,
and martial law because of it.
Yeah. You know, sad to say. And, you know, this incident down in Florida, that's the kind of thing that, those kind of feelings, and what happened out years ago in Los Angeles, and, you know, I've got a lot of friends that are cops, and it's a scary job, but, you know, gee whiz, and then you've got, you know, guys like Jesse Jackson and the other guy. I mean, some of the older civil rights leaders are even saying, hey, you guys need to back off because, you know, you're like a vulture that's just circling this and you're just throwing gasoline on the fire. That's your MO. You know, Bill Cosby got involved with them, you know, years ago with Tawana Brawley. He knows better now because it's, you know, it's not helpful. You know, I wish they would have let more information out at the beginning. Now there's a rumor that that the shooter's father, you know, may be a Florida Supreme Court justice. That's the reason why he didn't show his face. And so it's going to be. But anyway.
I don't know. It's, in this case, this is one definite time in my life that I'm all for what the cops are doing at this moment. And let them do their job. It's hard enough in the first place. And don't cause dang riots. You're causing exactly what is wanted by Lucifer himself.
Yeah.
This unrest will lead to a tremendous problem in the U.S. I was showing that, if that possibility played out. And it was literally the possibility. We're literally up to the masses. Which way will they go? And we're sure looking like we're going the wrong way. And then those wars overseas, my gosh, you're trying to go in and say, let's make everybody be friends. But that's their culture. We leave. They'll go back to their culture. They'll say, screw you, America, and your democracy. This is our way, and we've done it for thousands of years. You're not going to come in and create a war and make a change. It won't happen.
Well, you know,
my
friend Colonel Bo Greitz, you know, back in the 80s, you know, he went in Afghanistan, and he was teaching them how to win against the Russians. And when we started going in and they started fighting us, you know, on his website, he said, look, folks, we just need to get out of their country. They're obligated by their religion to defend themselves. And, you know, we leave their country and leave them alone, they'll leave us alone. And one of the most interesting things I found out recently, a few months back, it was announced that the biggest deposit of lithium ore is underground in Afghanistan. And I know for a fact that the United States has had the technology. Oil companies use the technology. They use satellites, and they pump the frequency of oil into the ground where they're looking, and then they fly over with either an airplane or a satellite, and that's how they look to see what kind of minerals are under the ground. I don't think there's
oil is only secondary. They're after the minerals.
Listen,
I've known this for a few years.
By the way, you're I guess you're on a radio phone, aren't you? Your signal's kind of weird, and you might want to.
I'm on the cell phone.
And but yeah, I mean, there's. It just seems like the United States has got an ulterior motive for everything they do. If we really wanted to be nice, you know, we'd be out there, you know, really helping people. And but that's, you know, that's what we do. We've I'm not a real big fan of Obama, but he's right. We've been out there colonizing, you know, the world and building an empire.
Greed and ego. Greed and ego. You know, that's it. I don't know. I'd like to grab a bunch of politicians and a bunch of super rich that are behind a lot of this. And give them a giant wedgie and kick them out the door.
Ralph, do you think you could move a few feet? Your signal's really bad.
I tell you what, Heather, do you hear us?
I'm not sure
if
she's on. She was having a problem a minute ago.
Yeah,
she was on.
I hear you guys.
You got my home phone number, right?
Yes.
I'll play a song for a couple minutes. We'll see if we can reconnect with him and... Okay. And I'm going to play Hoyt Axton's Revelations. It's a 3-minute song. Let's reconnect. And then we'll still have a 7 or 8 minutes, so hopefully we can get a phone call. Folks, this is Hoyt Axton. Hoyt Axton wrote Jeremiah Was a Bullfrog. His mom wrote Heartbreak Hotel. This is called Revelations.
God, don't let me live my life in vain. Help me throw some sunshine on a world filled with rain. Help me help somebody. Help me help them see all the rainbows and the promises that you showed me. Please, God, don't let me live my life and die without ever even wondering why. Children laugh and lovers lie, rainbows fall, give me something to hang on to. Give me revelation.
Be sure and stay tuned. We'll be returning in just a few moments.
It is so great to have our friend Marie Osmond back here on GMA, and she has some important information about making sure your family is prepared for natural disaster. She's the new national spokesperson for Wise Company, which makes dehydrated and freeze-dried emergency foods and food storage products. She's here to tell us about that. Marie, you've been given the opportunity to endorse probably 9 billion things over the course of your career.
True.
Why the Wise Company?
The reason I wanted to do it is because it's affordable. You can eat a meal for a dollar. It's less than school lunch. It's affordable, but really, look at what's been going on with Sandy and Katrina. I mean, what was it, $78 billion of damage done just here in New York and
right.
New Jersey.
So what is this?
What it is it's emergency meals, and you know, it's not your grandmother's kind, not the beans and rice and the gross chicken tasting garbage. This is lasagna and really good stuff. And I swear to you, why am I here talking about this? Because I know it's going to save thousands and thousands and thousands of lives. You put it under your bed. It's convenient. Stick it in your closet. If something happens, I have it in my car. All you do is you open it and you add water. You don't even have to add hot water.
Right.
And it's affordable. It's convenient. It tastes really good. Taste the peaches. They're fantastic.
This is a peach?
But they're different than every other company because it's like dehydrated. And freeze-dried, and they combine whatever. I swear it's fantastic. Just try it.
I'm trying it right now.
Put it
Osmond.
Under your bed. Put it in your closet. Give it for Christmas to people and save lives.
Thank you very much. Will you tell Donnie that we said we hope his rear feels better?
Well, you know, it's kind of a bummer, but I'll tell him.
No, Marie Osmond, great having you on.
It's
the Wise
so fun
Company.
To be here.
Great to be with you.
It's always fun to be here. It's a great place.
All right.
Friends, this is Will Bluewater. If you'd like to find out more about Wise Foods, visit wisefoods.org.
I'm sorry, folks. We're new at this. I'm going to have to let me play you my version of City North of New Orleans. We're going to have to check. This is our first show. We're waiting for Red Hot to get back online. Here's my version of City of New Orleans.
Maryland down on the city of New Orleans. Category 5 and coming without fail. 3 days in hell, locked inside the Saint Dome. Well, this hurricane is way beyond the pale. All along her northbound odyssey, she bulldozes over and eat, rolling over houses, farms, and fields, tossing ships that had no names, raiders. Politicians in the back room, a cadaver appointed, ain't no one keeping score. Pass the buck.
Hello, Blue Eyes.
Rules the people's futures.
I'm ready.
Okay, we're back. Fade that
Blue
out.
Outer?
We're back with you. Yeah,
okay,
folks, we've
I'm
got
on
we
my
got...
my land going now.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the problem is, but anyway, folks, we've got 8 minutes left. We want somebody to call in. Call us right now at 347-996-3318. And it looks like we've got a text. Okay. Yeah, I just got a little. Heather sent me a text here. And but give us a call. Give us a call. And do you have any parting words for us for about 8 minutes, right, Elk?
For about 8 minutes? Well, yeah, I wish people would check into what a person can do on the cheap, super cheap. There's a lot of homeless that and people, you know, doubling up on mom and dad and grandma and grandpa and all that, and small houses get awful small with people out of work and stuff. Look at my blog or go to just type in survival cabin survival cabin. Pardon?
Hey, we got a caller, Red Elk. While you're thinking, who's on our line?
Survival, Kevin.
Kevin.
On a shoestring budget, and you see pictures of one of my domes, and one costs a dime, and it's great to do people, as well as cook, and if you have electricity, do your computer. Adam does that.
Red Elk, I think we've got a caller. Who's on the line? Hello, 509-674-6847. Who's calling? Hello?
I don't know.
We've got a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. Don't know what's going on. Okay.
Okay. But anyway, I've got three three little baby joggers here, brother. Two was given to me. One I bought, I can't even remember the price, $10. I can't recall, not new. And I switched them over for the homeless. You can carry all your sleeping gear, a tent, food, toilet paper, a pot, you know, and go out up and down the country and kind of sneak off into the woods with these dang joggers instead of packing around one of those grocery store carts and stuck to the cement. And all for just super cheap. We can make it. You know, Dad, a lot of people out there had good paying jobs and fairly good homes that don't have it at all now. And they're living in cars and in cardboard boxes and stuff like that. They're free people. And I'm trying to show people what can be done by thinking outside of the box. And, wow, Heather's been trusting a couple of mine, old Smokey, remember Heather, as well as my mid-sized dome. And, something else. Adam comes over all the time and sleeps in his little dome during the weekend when he visits. And that one cost a dime and gas to get Willow and stuff put together. And it's just unbelievable. People are so stuck in yesterday. Yesterday is just a few months ago.
Yeah.
And they have no idea how to think. And my guy said, it's just unbelievable. So I wish people would check out the shoestring, a budget on a budget, and cabin on a shoestring budget. It's a blog. It's put out by Ghost, G-H-O-S-T, and a number after it. And he's another one, like-minded like myself. And it's just unbelievable. But I take people on rides when they come over and drive right down the road. I live in sagebrush country, a multitude of rocks.
Do we have a caller on the line? Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I stop and I say, what do you see? And they're looking around. And, I don't know. Just sagebrush and rocks. And I said, is that all you see? And yeah, I said, those rocks can make a house or a foundation. And I see houses when I'm looking around there. And I pick up old tarps or a new one, blow off from the freeway and back road travel. And I cover my little domes that I make with those in insulation of old blankets and stuff. Next to nothing or nothing. And you gotta get out of yesterday. It was just a few months ago. And believe me, it might upswerve a little bit, but it'll go down again, maybe even worse. And you got to think outside the box. You just got to, if you're going to make it. All you really need is a place to get out of the weather, eat, sleep. The whole outdoors is your living room. The way the Indians used to do it. But they're stuck in their boxes now.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, listen, we've got a little less than 2 minutes to go. We'll go ahead and want to thank you for calling in. We're gonna close with a little special audio here.
poison you can think of. And I'm underneath the streetlight, but the light of joy I know scared beyond belief, way down in the shadows. And the perverted fear of violence chokes the smile on every face.
And I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder. One of the four beasts saying, "Come and see." And I saw, and behold, a white horse.
There's a man going round taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around. The hairs on your arm will stand up at the terror in each sip and in each sup. Will you partake of that last offered cup, or disappear into the potter's ground when the man comes around? Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers, 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wicks. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. Till Armageddon, no shalom, no shalom. Then the father hen will call his chickens home. The wise men will bow down before the throne, and at his feet they'll cast their golden crowns when the man comes around. Whoever is unjust, let him be unjust still. Whoever is righteous, let him be righteous still. Whoever is filthy, let him be filthy still. Listen to the words long written down when the man comes around. Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers, 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wicks. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. In measured 100 weight and penny pound, when the man comes around.
And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts, and I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death. And hell followed with him.
And we'll have you back on as soon as we can, okay?
listening to the Wisdom of the Elders on Prophecy Keepers Radio, revealing closely guarded ancient secrets here in the modern information age of Aquarius. This station's only means of support is through donations and purchases of the Prophecy Keepers Trilogy and Preparedness Library, which includes lifetime online access to a printable 1,000-page intelligence briefing and a worldwide indigenous prophecy encyclopedia. Now, folks, there's nothing else like this collection on the planet, all for $9.99, formerly priced at $29.99. You'll receive instant access to the Prophecy Keeper's Wisdom Treasury Vault. This is a huge 4.88 gigabyte library, 3,287 files and 222 folders. That includes the Prophecy Keeper's Prepper's Self-Reliance files and all of our previous over 100 Prophecy Keepers interviews. So head on over to prophecykeepers.com right now and have a free sneak peek today of two-thirds of the Prophecy Keepers trilogy and a peek of the dashboard of the Prophecy Keepers Wisdom Treasury Vault. Be sure and stay tuned. We'll be returning in just a few moments.
You want to get an edge on turning back the clock with just a few pills? Who doesn't? Well, it's no longer science fiction, but science possibility, a potential breakthrough. As I found out firsthand, there may be a way to erase years, at least inside my body. Granted, it's down the road, but some scientists are wondering if a new pill I took might offer a very long life.
It may not look like the fountain of youth, but inside this nondescript building, I'm about to become part of an exciting experiment, a kind of guinea pig.
Dr. McCord, okay.
I'm here at the University of Colorado in Denver to meet Dr. Joe McCord, a world-renowned scientist.
Okay, this is pretty exciting stuff you're finding, huh?
It is. We're very excited about it.
His latest research could very well unravel the mystery of aging itself. And his decades of experiments may have the potential of adding years to people's lives and possibly prevent chronic diseases like cancer, diabetes, and heart disease. It all centers around this small yellow pill, and for me, it begins with a blood test.
It wouldn't be the first time I've given blood for this company.
They want to check my levels of something called T-bars, which is a rough indicator of a person's actual age. T-bars can identify a condition known as oxidative stress, a kind of measure of the wear and tear on our bodies. Oxidative stress, like the rusting of an engine, is not a good thing.
Bad for the body.
Leading to disease.
Leading to disease and leading to malfunction, and importantly, leading to what we call aging. It is a slow progression of increasing oxidative stress. That's the main characteristic biochemically of the aging process.
The problem of aging begins with the very food we eat to give us energy. As our cells burn that food, they also release toxic chemicals. Those chemicals, you may know them as free radicals, react with all the components of our cells, literally bombarding them millions of times per second, damaging all our cells. The result? Oxidative stress. And we all have it. The body fights back with a system of defenses. It makes two antioxidant enzymes, catalase and SOD, whose job is to gobble up the free radicals before they can harm our cells.
So, doctor, how often do I take these?
And so, here I go. With that swallow, I've just become part of a potentially landmark scientific experiment.
Doesn't taste bad.
It's called Protandim, and tests on both mice and humans have already shown that it revs up the manufacture of those good enzymes in our bodies. More enzymes, fewer free radicals to harm us. Whether that will lead to longer life is still unknown. Experiments to see if mice live longer are about to get underway, but it's a tantalizing theory.
Right now, all we know is that this preparation decreases oxidative stress. Oxidative stress is not a disease, just like aging is not in itself a disease, but it's something that accompanies and is attached to many disease processes. So you can see the age-related
Normally, oxidative stress, measured by those T-bars, increases with age. But in Dr. McCord's tests, taking just one pill of Protandim a day reversed that trend for everyone at every age, even for an 80-year-old.
They all are reduced to the level of oxidative stress that one would expect, frankly, in a newborn or a very young child.
Back to the oxidative stress levels of a child? It sounds too good to be true. Will Protandim work on me?
The scientific evidence is there. The pieces seem to make sense. The question is, does this translate into something that humans can take advantage of?
And so, ancient Eastern healing and modern Western medicine may soon be working together. High oxidative stress is associated with more than aging. It's been linked to hundreds of illnesses.
It's at the very center of many diseases. Liver disease, diabetes, emphysema, asthma. I've studied all of these. Strokes, heart attacks.
Even mental disease.
Yes.
Depression?
Alzheimer's disease, depression.
Dr. James Crapo with the National Jewish Medical Center in Denver is also researching Protandim for the company.
Are you saying that this could be a cure-all?
You're looking at something that will have a small impact, but an important impact.
We make no claims about curing any disease or preventing any disease. We hope that when enough studies are done, perhaps such claims might be able to be made in the future.
Clinical studies to assess Protandim in both diabetes and heart disease should start in 3 to 4 months. But what about my progress? After nearly 2 weeks now, it's time to get my results. Dr. McCord calculates the numbers. The result? My level of oxidative stress has declined dramatically.
45%, that's excellent.
Just look at where I fall on the graph, before and after.
Which, if extrapolated back, is the level you would see in a newborn baby.
Have we turned back the clock? Well, maybe not on the outside, but deep inside, within my cells. Yes, indeed.
Would you suggest I keep taking this supplement?
I would. I can't guarantee it's going to extend your life. I can't guarantee it's going to eliminate any diseases or cure any diseases.
But we do know that oxidative stress is part of those disease processes. I don't want to wait until I'm 80 years old and find out that I should have taken it.
For more, go to our website at abcnews.com.
It's at www.defendyourownbody.com. That's defendyourownbody.com. Visit us now.
Major universities and government agencies initiative and continue self-funded studies following the ABC Primetime Investigative Report you just viewed that originally aired in 2005. These studies continue to reveal more scientific evidence about Protandim's unique benefits. They are published in major scientific and medical journals. The next video will bring you up to date.
Developed after 40 years of research and exclusively for LifeVantage, Protandim is a true scientific breakthrough in anti-aging. Protandim has been reported on ABC, NBC, and PBS, featured in the Wall Street Journal, and described in CNN chief medical correspondent Dr. Sanjay Gupta's book, Chasing Life, The Quest for Immortality. Protandim's creator, Dr. Joe McCord, is a world-renowned scientist and a pioneer in free radical biology. Dr. McCord is the discoverer of the key anti-aging enzyme, superoxide dismutase. His role in the discovery is so significant, the enzyme is measured in McCord units. For Dr. McCord's discovery of superoxide dismutase and his contributions in free radical biology, he was awarded the Elliott Cresson Medal. This medal is awarded to distinguished inventors and scientists, putting Dr. McCord in the same company as Pierre and Marie Curie, Alexander Graham Bell, Orville Wright, and Henry Ford. Dr. Joe McCord has devoted his life's work to the study of free radicals, their role in aging, and the many problems associated with aging. Consumers spend billions every year on antioxidants in the form of food and supplements, hoping to reduce these free radicals.
But antioxidants from these sources can only eliminate one free radical for every one antioxidant molecule you consume. Protandim is scientifically proven to slow cellular damage caused by free radicals. Taking one Protandim one time per day for 30 days turns on these anti-aging enzymes in your body. Your own enzymes eliminate free radicals at a rate of 1 million to 1.
I think any other supplements that are designed to be antioxidant supplements probably are no longer needed because Protandim solves that problem in a much more effective way.
Protandim is a breakthrough poised to revolutionize the anti-aging industry. It is an entirely new and scientifically validated way to fight aging, reducing your oxidative stress levels to that of a 20-year-old after just 30 days.
We found, as many other scientists had documented, that there is a progressive increase in T-bars in your blood the older you get. When these same people took Protandim for 30 days, the age-dependent increase in lipid peroxidation was completely eliminated. After Protandim, we could no longer distinguish the 80-year-old from the 20-year-old.
Protandim is protected by three U.S. patents. Universities around the world continue to initiate and fund their own studies of Protandim and to evaluate how this anti-aging breakthrough can prevent and improve many of the hundreds of problems associated with aging.
Many academic scientists at a number of universities have begun studying Protandim because it represents a new tool. It represents a way of reducing oxidative stress that wasn't available before. There simply was not a good way of doing what Protandim does. Protandim interacts with the DNA in your cells and causes the cells to make more of a set of genes called survival genes. The ingredients in Protandim were actually selected because they are largely metabolized by the liver, which does not interfere with most prescription drugs, which are generally metabolized by the kidneys. So the general answer to that is yes, it is safe. The immediate benefits of Protandim are within several days, the biochemical markers of oxidative stress begin to decrease. And while these are immediate improvements, you may not sense that these things are happening, just as you can't sense what your cholesterol level is, if it's high or low. But nonetheless, these benefits start happening within days of taking Protandim. The advantages to taking Protandim in the long term are that it protects your body from the relentless progression of free radical damage as we age. The anti-aging aspect of Protandim is one that accumulates over time. So the longer you take it, the more protection you will sustain. Missing a dose of Protandim is not a big problem. It takes about 2 weeks for the effects to go away. So if you miss it for 2 weeks, you're pretty much back to where you started from.
It's at www.defendyourownbody.com. That's defendyourownbody.com. Visit us now.
Be sure and stay tuned. We'll be returning in just a few moments.
Good afternoon. These are on, I presume. I'd like to talk to you today, and do I have control of these slides, or is I do? Okay. Let's get through these really quick, because this is just because you have to get CMEs, and I have to tell you that I am on the Speakers Bureau for GSK, GlaxoSmithKline, and also a nutritional consultant for an HIV nutritional company named Biosource Therapeutics, which has nothing to do with what I'm talking about today. What I'd like to talk to you about is something that I find thoroughly fascinating. It is glutathione. It is one of the four endogenous antioxidants, and it is one that I must admit, despite 80,000 published articles in the English literature, through medical school internship, residency, fellowship, and a fairly long time in academic medicine, I knew nothing about. It is a very interesting molecule because it exists in an accelerated or increased energy state. The energy state is, or increased energy state, is caused by the fact that it's got a free sulfhydryl group and therefore can easily donate the hydrogen to a electron and therefore quench a free radical. Now, let me tell you, because I think it's important, and it is a little bit of a divergence, but I learned about glutathione because of something that you probably all have seen in your practice, and that is a low uric acid. Now, when I was in medical school and when I was a professor of oncology, the only thing I knew about uric acid is when you had a kid that you were going to treat for leukemia, you put them on allopurinol to keep the uric acid down. I knew nothing about uric acid being low, except it kept appearing, and it appeared in about 20% of my patients, and that just didn't make sense. So I finally went into PubMed, and after stumbling around for a long time, I found out that uric acid is the last antioxidant your body uses when it's run out of everything else. When it's run out of gas, okay, it uses uric acid. Interesting. So if that's the last, the question then, what was the first? And that is where I got into glutathione. I've been coming to some of these meetings for a while, and glutathione is very important for a number of things, not all of which I'm going to go into today. But in point of fact, it has a great deal to do with not only well-being, okay, but aging well, or if you will, retarding the aging process. So I think it's very applicable. I'd like to, at the risk of repeating things that you already know, go over some of the things that glutathione is important about. Alone in the antioxidant world, okay, every other antioxidant, when it becomes oxidized, becomes itself a free radical. Glutathione doesn't. It actually recycles other antioxidants. In fact, the body considers it so important that up to 6% of the entire ATP expenditure or energy expenditure of the body may be used to synthesize and optimize glutathione levels. That's pretty impressive, 6% of the entire energy output of the body. It is also the only non-enzyme antioxidant that doesn't become a free radical and in fact has a very interesting corollary when it becomes oxidized, because what happens is it complexes to another spent glutathione molecule and the compound then becomes GSSG, and GSSG has been shown in animal studies at least to promote and induce delta wave sleep. We all know the importance of that in terms of the aging process, so this, even in its used up form, functions as a very useful product. It not only functions as an antioxidant itself, but alone again in the world of antioxidants, it is an absolutely essential component of antioxidant enzymes, namely glutathione peroxidase, and most importantly, the glutathione transferases. And I bring that up because glutathione transferase abnormalities have now been associated with virtually every cancer known to man, and probably with a lot more than that. And therefore, by promoting the production of glutathione transferases through improving glutathione, we may be doing even more than I'm able to talk about right now. In addition, if that were not enough, let's keep going. It's a chelator. In fact, it's 50% as effective as oral chelation in getting rid of mercury. It has an effect on other heavy metals, but they're not as pronounced as mercury, and mercury is pretty ubiquitous in an environment, so it kind of comes as a freebie. And it detoxifies organic pollutants, perhaps the best known one of which is the two-carbon fragment that we know as alcohol. And in fact, without glutathione, you ultimately get a hangover because you stop the process at acetaldehyde, which is phase one detox, and that in itself is a free radical. And obviously, many of us may have felt the effects of that if we didn't have enough glutathione. Now, why is it important in aging? Well, these are old data, and I think they're probably not as robust as they should be, but I'll give you what is available now. Glutathione levels decrease with age. The data would suggest it's 1% a year beginning in the 20s. I think that's too little, too late, but that's only my opinion right now. I haven't proved it. There are some very interesting things, though. Age-matched normals, okay, reveal that anybody at, say, 45 who's had his first heart attack or has asthma or whatever other disease you want to use has a lower glutathione level than somebody of that age who's well. So disease causes decrease in glutathione and an accelerated decrease compared to normals. Glutathione happens to be, and this is perhaps the take-home message, it's the major protector of mitochondrial DNA. Mitochondrial DNA is that DNA within the cells that's responsible, if you will, for the electron transport chain that produces every bit of energy in your body. And we know from pathologic data that if you take a biopsy from a 90-year-old and compare it to a biopsy in a 5-year-old, the mitochondrial DNA in the 90-year-old is only 5% normal compared to the 5-year-old. So obviously we destroy our mitochondrial DNA, we destroy our energy, and we age. Maintenance of normal mitochondrial DNA is directly correlated, and it's got an R value above 9.9, with aging. So the higher your glutathione, the less you age. And I think
it's at www.defendyourownbody.com. That's defendyourownbody.com. Visit us now.
Prophecy keeper, oh yeah. Thank you.